We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
One thing that the death of Tyree Nichols in Memphis has in common with some other instances of police brutality, an official police report that looks nothing like what the videos show.
Now, Memphis officers said in their report, Nichols started a fight with them and was repeatedly reaching for officers' weapons. Two things not shown in any of those videos. And our Charles Feltman is back with us again on LA's Afternoon News. And Charles, we've seen this again and again after the deaths of suspects in police custody.
Yeah, we sure have. And it's just the latest example where videos of police officers in action, well, they just don't match up at all with official incident reports. Ronald Serpis is with us. He served as superintendent of the New Orleans Police Department. He was also chief of the Nashville Police Department. Currently, he's a police procedures professor at Loyola University in New Orleans. Ronald, thanks for being with us.
Thanks. Good to be here today.
So I'm not going to be diplomatic or beat around the bush. What we keep seeing examples of, not from all police officers, but certainly from some, and certainly it seems like in this latest case, is basically they lie. They put down something in an official police report that when we see the video just doesn't conform to what our own eyes see and our own ears hear. What do we do about that?
Well, I think you raised the most important question here. I mean, these five men chose to be criminals, and they have their day in court, and I think they're criminals. This isn't as much of a training issue as we hear a lot of talk about in the narrative. It's a supervision issue. In Nashville and New Orleans, I implemented policies that you created a false or inaccurate report, automatic termination, no progressive discipline. And the way to maintain that is through supervisors doing random checks, comparing body-worn cameras to what the police reports say. You can be trained not to lie. You have to be supervised to make sure you catch it if it happens.
Yeah, and yet, you know, here we are in the year 2023. You want to go back to Rodney King, where someone with a cell phone fortunately was able to record what actually occurred. You would think that as the decades have gone by, that we learned something, and yet it does keep happening. And yes, I realize that there are hundreds of thousands of police reports, and maybe 99% of them are accurate. But even if 1% are not, that's an awful lot of lying.
Well, I agree with you, and that's the reason I think police officers are held to a higher standard, because you can choose a doctor that you might not like or change. You can choose Walgreens over Rite Aid. You can't choose the police officer who stops you or comes to your home. This issue of lying in police reports is a terminating offense in most major police departments today. No questions asked. Again, Charles, this is a supervision question here in Memphis, from the sergeant, lieutenant, and captain all the way up. I have to tell you, if I was chief, the second press release would have been all of those supervisors would have been put on leave until we knew what they had actually been doing. Final point. People lie in groups like that, and we can go all the way back to John F. Kennedy and the notions of groupthink, and that's what supervisors have to be on guard against, that officers create warped realities, just like we've seen in many industries, and you can't have it. You can't tolerate it. It has to be supervised.
Rob Archer here. Doesn't this call into question how many of these sanitized police reports that have, like, euphemisms and really just kind of color out what really happened here, how many of those reports in the past, before they started getting caught on cell phone cameras or surveillance cameras, are maybe not accurately depicting what happened?
Well, I think there's no question that police recruits from the human race, and we have people make terrible errors all too often in too many fields. But policing, again, like I said, you don't get to choose your police officer. I think they should be held to a higher standard, and truthfulness is the only thing they sell in the market, right? A police officer's only value in the economy is to be able to tell the truth. Without that, we don't need them.
Ronald, thanks for being with us and taking the time to talk about a really important and very pressing issue. That's Ronald Serpis, who is currently a police procedures professor over at Loyola University down in New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.